Do you feel like your business is running your life instead of the other way around? I'm Roy Castleman. I've built multiple seven-figure companies, worked across continents, and coached high-performing entrepreneurs. But I've also been completely burnt out. At one point, I was barely seeing my daughter, drowning in stress, and one step away from walking away from it all. That's when I made a decision to build a business and a life that works for me. The journey became Elevate 360. A system to help business owners reclaim their time, find their energy again, and get back in control without sacrificing growth. And this podcast, Power Movers, is where I share real stories behind that shift. Each week, you'll hear from entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders who've walked through the fire and come out of the other side with clarity, courage, and a system that works. If you're ready to build a business that gives you more life instead of taking it away, you're in the right place. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. I'm here with Justin Dixon, and we're going to talk about business, and we're going to talk about life, and we're going to talk about AI. Welcome to the podcast.
I appreciate it, Roy. Thanks for having me.
I said what was fun before, and you said surfing. Yeah. One day I'm going to get it. I just went to Morocco to start learning it. Yeah, I've been in the other places. I've been jumping out of aeroplanes and going underwater, and never quite got to surfing. But yeah, what a fun experience that was.
How long have you been doing? Mako, I have heard, has some fun surf. I haven't gotten down there. Portugal is a fun one as well. But there's actually a growing community here in Maine. I'm a general contractor in Maine, and there's a good little community here that are pretty badass. They're wearing hoods, gloves, booties. In the summer, you want booties on. It's a good way to clear your mind as well. It's a good way to get into flow state and forget about everything else for a little bit.
People look at what I do in the adrenaline side of it. I jump out of airplanes, right? And they're like, oh, you're just an adrenaline junkie. And I'm like, no, it's not. It gives me a time when I can be in the moment. Right. And then I can't think about anything else.
Otherwise, this ping-ponging brain finally stops.
So tell us about business. What I actually want to know about is, when did you step out of being employable and become unemployable? What was that moment like?
Pinpointing that, probably about a year ago. Roughly a year ago, I really stepped out. We've been in business for 6 years. We do a lot of high-end renovations in the Portland, Maine area. And me and my cousin starting up, I managed everything, and he's the finished carpenter. We're both on site making it happen. We were going to do some of our own investments. This is all during COVID when there wasn't a lot of properties available. So we just used other people's money and got us off the ground. And here we are still renovating for other people 6 years later, but unemployable. I just had to do a salary sheet for a new accounting company that's helping us out. And it's a long list, a lot of hats to wear. And every week's different. So I'd say probably a year to 2 years ago is when it was really clear that myself and my cousin, the other owner, were unemployable.
That's the thing, right? You start this thing and it's your baby, right? And you birth this baby, and for the first 6 months, it's like a bloody baby. You can't sleep at night and you're up until 3 in the morning.
Hour weeks.
Yeah, every waking moment is all about this thing that you birthed. And then it goes to the terrible twos, and it's like, ah. Then slowly but surely you get to the teenage years. I think business owners are so cool because they see a problem in the world and they, I'm going to fix that problem in the world. How many people do you know that have said to you, I've got this great business idea, but how many people actually do something about it?
And that's the hardest part. It doesn't have to be perfect. You just got to go for it, I think. It's funny though, there's always that next step, right? They say getting to a million's tough. And then 2 to 3 million is the hardest part. We'll do about 2.5 to 3 this year. We kind of hit 1.5, 2 and said, let's take a second and refine for a year. Let's not just keep going, driving ourselves crazy, getting over our head. Let's refine for a year, put processes in place, take a step back and look at the holistic picture. And then these past 2 years have been more friendly to the owners, to our project managers, to all management, and just been smoother. I would recommend a refining year or two.
What you mentioned there, it comes to the heart of what I try and do. This journey of business ownership, you start it because you want to be free, right? And very quickly it becomes the biggest prison. There's no time off, you never switch off, always on, right? And quite quickly, I think one of the things that happens is you end up putting your own health second. Long hours, you don't go to the gym anymore, you don't do the workout, your stress level goes up, you're always living in stress. How have you felt that this break year or break period has helped you manage that?
I can relate to that 100%. About a year ago, I noticed I needed to make a change for my health. Anxiety-wise, drinking too much, not going to the gym, not surfing enough. For a few months, I couldn't quite get there. I'd get stuck back at the computer. I would skip lunch. And I have a 4-year-old son, and it's like, hey, I need to be present for him. This is not, I'm not going to get this time back. I'm a people pleaser as well. That person can wait, or a quick email to say, hey, it's going to be next week. For the past 6 months or so, I've really dedicated time to the gym, time with my son. I'm logging off at the end of the day. Honestly, I would feel bad if I went skiing and I wouldn't tell my team and I'd be like, hey, I'm going to sneak out and go skiing for the day because there's a big storm, or surfing because there's a big storm, and feel really bad about it. But on that drive back, after I gave myself that self-love, that self-care, all those questions I had on the way there were like, oh, that's so simple. Why was I even contemplating this? Oh, all of a sudden I have all those answers because I took the time to give myself a break, to give myself a little freedom or whatever it is. And all of a sudden, emails seemed easier to write. Just that self-care is actually beneficial to the rest of the team, to your wife, to your partner. Yeah.
I think that brings up the other big thing I hear all the time. 70% of business owners are guilty all the time. Guilty about taking time off, guilty about not doing work with people, guilty about not sending the email back to the client, guilty about asking the staff members to do stuff. It's like, hang on, without us being there, doing the thing, starting the business, these people wouldn't be feeding their families, right? 1% of people in their lifetime will start a business. 1%.
Really? That's the number?
That's the number.
And I think that's built into that 1%, though, is setting high expectations and never really reaching them and just continuing. Yeah. Who's a good example? I don't want to use Elon Musk, but I'm going to anyway. He's like, I know I'm not going to get it done in 6 months, but if I set it for a year, then it's going to take 2 years. If I set it for 6 months, I actually get it done in a year. So it's never good enough. It's you just always being creative, always looking for the next thing. And really enjoyed talking about AI with you before this call. What's that next thing? Because once you get stuck or static, like, then somebody else is going to come and make it work.
I think there's this big piece, right? Yeah. We look towards what everyone else is successful at, right? Yeah. And we're like, okay, they're all doing this. And there's way more people not doing it than those people that are doing it that we compare ourselves to. Right.
I needed to hear that. Yeah, I've been focusing on being easier on myself, not looking into the past and the future so much. Here's a goal. If I reach it, great. If I don't and go a completely different way, even better. That just allows me to not dwell on things as much and enjoy the present, because that's really all we got.
And then the other thing, before we start talking about AI, because that's so cool, what's your view on loneliness as a business owner?
Loneliness.
I have this thing that I've learned over the years, right? We have all these people around us. We have staff, we have family, and we have friends. But because you're that 1%, they don't know. When you've told your wife 5 times about your business, the eyes glaze over, right? And then you're becoming boring. You can't talk to your staff about it, because especially those things that are painful, Yeah. Your friends are like, okay, there he goes again. All right. It's something you're excited about.
I think about that a lot too, Roy. I think like I eat lunch alone a lot. I'm running around to projects, whatnot, loneliness in that sense. But I also, because I've stepped out more and delegated and hired the right people, it's almost setting myself up to be more lonely in that direct sense. But as far as just in the mind, I think it's really helped to create a community that is business owners. Maine has a lot of small businesses. So I do have some good friends that also run small businesses that I can talk to. And then I've been talking to AI almost in that therapeutic sense. It'll help me reframe my thinking and is something to talk to.
AI, right? I know I've seen that the world is so scared of AI, and the opportunity that's there is we can do 10 times more work with 10 times less people, right? And this is the problem, because it's like I've now got a staff of 10. How do I justify getting rid of 10 people? And I'm trying to get people to reframe this, right? Yeah, we have the opportunity to have people do the work that they love doing, which should be the human part, which should be the visual part, which should be the connecting with other people, having more conversations with customers, having longer time to talk internally. If we can do 10 times more work in 6 hours a day, that's the vision I've got for it.
AI can never have that connection, that relatability, that face-to-face. My favorite part of my job is doing the walkthroughs, seeing a new home for the first time, taking some measurements, and getting to know these people. I had one this morning with friends I know from our daycare, and it was almost like a friend meetup. That's the part I enjoy the most. So how can I get all this other shit? That gets repetitive off my plate. For us, it's very personal. I'm coming in and I'm renovating your kitchen. Potentially, you're going to be living upstairs while we're downstairs working. And we're going to be selecting everything together or working with a designer. But it's very personal. And I don't see AI taking it over anytime soon. So, to all the people out there, the trades is a good place to be.
Yeah, what's that feeling you get for you, right? When you hand over that kitchen. Yeah.
It's special. It's not always as glorified as the TV shows make it. We hand it over, and there's usually a punch list of little things that need to get done. Yes, it's special. And I can drive around my neighborhood or around town with my son and point at the houses that we've renovated. It's very tangible and goes from the very beginning creative aspect, designing it, to a tangible kitchen that you're going to use for the next. Potentially lifetime, 50 years, hopefully longer. It's very special. I think the other thing I wanted to note was just.
I think we do this because this is the problem we see in the world, and we go out and fix it. I love working with business owners, having a conversation with them, and I see the light go on in their eyes, and they're like, ah, that's the shortcut I can do to get to the next stage. Well, that's what I've been missing. It is about the connection. What we start with as business owners is a vision that we chase after, right? I see 10,000 business owners live the life they love. I love going and traveling. I love working around the world. I work with all sorts of different people, right? That's what lights me up, and that's what gives me enough power to carry on through the difficult stages, right? How many difficult times have you had? How many times have you not taken a salary because you got something wrong, or something went against you, or COVID hit, or something, right?
A couple times have not paid ourselves for a few months. I think there's always something to improve on. It doesn't stop, it doesn't end. It's always the next mountain to climb. In construction in general, there's always something to learn. I think a lot of the skills are getting lost with the retirees that are leaving. And we're a young team, we're all still in our 30s or younger. And trying to get people excited about it.
I think you might have an influx of people coming to work for you, right?
Hope so.
Just saying. Yeah. But yeah, where are we going? Where do you think, yeah, where are you going to be in a year's time? What is good look for, like for you in 5 years' time?
So Right now, we're reaching towards 3 million from the financial side. I think if we can utilize AI on the back end and on the design end, take drawings and do a full material list from it, that's a lot of time. If we can speed up estimates, speed up the whole planning process, and also start transcribing every conversation, not only the Zooms, but walkthroughs, phone calls, transcribe all that, get it to pull from our scope of work and say, hey, this,
missed this, and you missed that. And
this is a change order. Yeah. And because back to your point, I'm trying to connect with you. So I'm not taking notes of everything. I need that transcription. If we can, because right now I don't want to grow our team. I have a goal of staying at 5-6 people, 5.5 part time, and can go from 3 to 5 million with the same team. That's the goal right now.
That's going to be the power of AI, right? Yeah, you can go from 3 to 10 million. Yeah. If all those things can be sped up for you, you can do that. And how many things in the day do you not like doing? If you can find those 10 things you don't like doing and make them 10 times faster, that's going to be the power.
It's fun the first couple of times because you're figuring it out. Yeah, and then once you do it 10 times, it's like, ah, shit. And you still get to do that with AI. You almost more. You get to create that whole process, agentic systems, if you will. And then all of a sudden, you're not doing it day to day. You're not doing the mundane.
That's the curse of the entrepreneur, especially you'll sit at the visionary parts. You get much more excited about figuring stuff out and much less excited about operations, right?
100%.
And learning that process as you go through it.
That's the fun part. Always learning, always improving. Always humble on what you do know.
Yeah. The more you learn, the less you know, right? Roger, thank you very much for joining me. It's been awesome chatting. And if I ever get to Maine, I'll come surfing with you. And
likewise.
Yeah, show me how to actually do it properly. We'll catch up in a year's time and see if you made your 5 million.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. I appreciate it.
I'll put all your contact details below and we can catch up and see where it goes.
Cousins Co Renovations, CousinsCoMaine.com or Cousins Co Maine on Instagram.
Cool. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Roy.
For listening to Power Movers, the podcast from All the Power, where our mission is to help business owners reclaim their time, reset their energy, and live the life they love. If this episode sparked something for you, your next step is simple. Take the fit check at allthepower.co.uk. It's a short clarity tool that helps you see where you are, what's getting in the way, and what might be possible if you have the right system. When you're ready, come and join the tribe. Power Movers start with our signature framework called Elevate 360, a system built to help you escape survival mode, create structure, and move forward with power. Just remember, everything we share here is based on real stories, experience, and frameworks. It's not personal business advice. Always speak to a coach or advisor before making big decisions. Because in the end, it's about more than business. It's about building a life you actually love. I'm Roy Castleman, and I'll see you in the next episode.